You know, when I first read this, it wasn't quite clear whether this was intended to be a kind of a hierarchical list, like the first one is okay, the second one is better, the third one is better, and the last one is the best.
Right.
My sense is that they're all valid.
Yeah.
But I just wonder if there's meant to be some preference.
I think there is. Oftentimes that's the case. The Buddha will lay things out in either either ascending or descending order, usually ascending, so that beginning from what is foundational, and then you keep building on that. And certainly that last one of practicing Dhamma in line with the Dhamma that's one of the characteristics, or one of the not characteristics, one of the qualities that a stream enterer fulfills. Dhamma no dhamma patibhata, practicing Dhamma in accordance with Dhamma, so that has another implication to it, that this is when one really fulfills that. This takes you to liberating insight.
And so that particular quality appears in both the third and the fourth grouping. So in other words, one could practice for one's own benefit and not the benefit of others and still achieve that.
It's possible, yes. Yeah. But that's... there's other suttas where the Buddha speaks on this, being one's own benefit and for the benefit of others, he places a higher value on being both a benefit to oneself as well as a benefit to others.